from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Jordan Love is going to join them. That question of is he going to get a deal really does not need to be answered. Just listening to the words of general manager Brian Gutekunst, it's really just a matter of how much, and does he become the highest paid? Does he eclipse Joe Burrow if he gets a long-term deal? Maybe if it's a little bit of a shorter deal, money comes down a little bit, gets another bite at the apple much quicker. There's a couple different ways to figure out this deal, and it does sound like they are not there yet. But for the Packers, they're going to have to practice without Jordan Love in the meantime. That is an okay problem, because the bigger questions are on their way to getting answered.
Adam Schefter, Ian Rappaport, always mixing them up. On Jordan Love, Nate said in the break he did some math, which I'm very excited to get to. I'm always excited for math. But first, on that, was this a good thing for Green Bay? Did this go well for them? They're about to pay Jordan Love. Doesn't that sound like they're about to make him the highest paid quarterback in football?
It does sound a lot like that.
They're going to give him, what, $56 million a year? Was this a good thing? They found their quarterback again, but they bypassed the whole rookie deal.
Yeah.
Like, isn't part of the... I don't think it's true that you can only win a Super Bowl when your quarterback's on a rookie deal, but...
They did miss out on that opportunity.
Right. Like, yeah. You get a benefit of when that's how the Dolphins have been a playoff team for the last 2 years. It's not because Tua's great. It's because Tua's great when you're only paying him $9 million a year and you're able to then go pay Tyreek Hill $32 million a year or whatever. Like, Green Bay is just saying, nah, we're good. We don't need to have. But what were they supposed to do in hindsight? Should they have moved on from Rodgers earlier?
I think they didn't. They try.
He was just winning MVPs.
Yeah.
Maybe that wasn't part of the plan. Was they drafted Jordan Love in 2020 and thought maybe one more year of Rodgers, but then he won back-to-back MVPs.
And what are you supposed to do with that? Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe that their plan did get interrupted here, but it is just worth pointing out that they did a good job. They found their quarterback, but that's a useful window for any team when you find your quarterback is get built. Look at the Texans. The Texans with Diggs and Joe Mixon. Those are not responsible moves. They traded for a running back that's almost 30 and gave him a contract.
Mm-hmm.
They traded a second-round pick for 1 year of 31-year-old Stephon Diggs. Those are not smart moves, but they're able to afford doing it because C.J. Stroud's making
$4 million. Right. Yeah, whatever he's making.
And the Packers just basically never are going to get that because Love's already into the big deal.
Yeah, they gave Joe Mixon 3 years, $25.5 million.
That's
and
insane.
It's essentially a two-year deal because they have an out, but, you
that's
know.
That's still insane.
His cap hit this year is 5.5. His cap hit next year is 9.5 at 30.
Yeah, that's, man. Just do anything else. Do anything cheaper at running back. Anyways, what sort of math did you do did you do during the break?
So what I decided to do is get Allen's average rushes per game before Brady.
Okay.
And then after Brady took over. And then I also went through each of the games from New York to Miami and looked at the run-pass ratio, and I pulled out Allen runs.
Okay.
Gave you an average without Allen runs.
Okay.
I gave you an average if you took out the Dallas game, rushes per game, if that comes out. And then also Allen rushes when they go back in. So the ratio of pulling Allen's rushes out so that you get an actual picture of what their run-pass ratio looks like from a traditional perspective, just turning around, handing the ball off to a running back like teams normally do. And that's what every team's essentially dealing with other than what? The Ravens, the Bills, Philadelphia, well, I'd say 95% of the league is not having their quarterback rush the ball purposely more than two times a game. So, like, to actually give you what their run-pass ratio is against the league. So, before Brady took over, Allen averaged 4.8 rushes per game. Now, remember, there was this conscious effort to pull him out of the run game. So Brady takes over. That number goes from 4.8 rushes per game to 9 rushes per game. More than doubled his average rushes per game. In the Jets game, it was 32 passes versus 33 rush. So about 50-50 if you pull Allen's rushing attempts, which were 5 in that game. Philadelphia, 51 pass versus 31 run. 9 rushes by Allen in that game. Kansas City, 42 pass, 18 rush. And I bet you that comes as a bit of a surprise to people because Josh Allen had 10 rushing attempts in that game.
Yeah.
Dallas, 15 versus 41. 8 of them were Josh Allen. They had 49 rushing attempts in that game. The Chargers, 21 pass versus 25 rush with 5 by Allen. So 30 total in that game. New England, 30 versus 26. Miami, 38 versus 21. Allen had 15 rushing attempts in that Week 18 matchup against the Dolphins. So the average without Allen rushes per game last season was 27.8 attempts per game. So they averaged 32.7 passes per game.
Yeah.
So they still were a 32 versus 27 pass during Joe Brady's time as the interim offensive coordinator if you remove Josh Allen's rushing attempts. If you add Josh Allen's rushing attempts in there, it goes to 36, or no, I'm sorry, right? Is that right? Average with Allen. Yeah, it goes from 27 attempts per game to 36 attempts per game. So almost 10 more rushes per game you're adding to their average attempts per game just by adding Josh Allen's in there. So they go from being a 32 pass to 27 run ratio to 32-36 when you add Josh Allen. Take out the Dallas game. They go from an average of 27.8 attempts per game to 25. It's not as much as you would think of a difference. So they dropped essentially two attempts
per
game.
If you take the Dallas game out,
they dropped 2 yards or 2 attempts per game.
And that's it?
That's it.
Okay.
So it's not huge. It doesn't do a ton.
So what you're saying is the Dallas game
is an outlier. I mean, it's by far their most rushing attempts in a game. Their next closest is the Jets, 33 rushes.
Right.
But they've got more games of 30 plus pass attempts than they do of 30 plus rush attempts, even if you add in Allen's rushing attempts.
Okay. And also to summarize in that is they definitely decided we need to start running the ball with Allen more.
Yes.
That happened.
And my question will be, can they exist the way they did in the second half of last season if they go back to Allen averaging 4.8 rush attempts per game? Because I think that's where they want to be.
Okay. You think they want to go back
all
the way, though, to that?
Yes.
I wonder if they learned a lesson of that. Leslie Frazier talked about this last year when he did some media on a podcast. Like, there were other comments made, too, that the Bills are just so much easier to defend when you don't have to worry about Allen running.
They need to start preserving that running ability until November. December.
Okay, that's not bad. I don't mind that, and you kind of see how games are going too, and you see how you be mature with it. You be smart about it. I am getting closer and closer though to he's 27, and I don't know how much longer he'll be able to run like this. Just unleash it.
Just
as long as you have it, just let's go. Run it as much as he wants. Because he is a truck. He's not Lamar Jackson. He's not Kyler Murray. I'm not worried about Josh Allen getting hit by safeties. Safeties are more worried about getting hit by Josh Allen more often. But I do think it's still prudent to say, okay, early in the season, you dial it back. Early in games, you dial it back. Maybe you mix it in once in a while, and if you get to the second half of games, it's really close. They've done this against the Chiefs, right? How many times have they called QB power in a big situation against the Kansas City Chiefs? They've done it.
They have.
They've done it a bunch. So
he ran the ball 10 times, his third most rushing attempts of the season against Kansas City.
Okay.
New England had 11, and Miami, he had 15 in a game that was, the season was on the line.
Season was on the line. Yep. I do think that part of this is curious, too, because I've often said I think they ran the ball last year when Brady took over because they didn't think they had the horses to throw the ball as much as they wanted. And maybe they also ran the ball with Allen more because they knew we don't have enough working here on offense. So we kind of need this. We need this element. And was part of their plan this offseason, hey, can we design an offense where we don't need him to run it? Shouldn't that always kind of be the goal?
I think, though,
in your back pocket is more of a bonus than a staple?
If they, and I would expect this to increase this year, is if they're a team that's going to rely heavily on RPO, which I think they will, the threat will always be there for Josh Allen to run the football. And it'll be his decision in RPO situations if him running the football makes sense. Because if he doesn't get rid of it on the first read, that's really how those plays are designed. He can't hold on to the football when the offensive linemen are running downfield thinking, and a run pass option, here's the difficult part about a run pass option, is if the ball, if you don't hand it off, you've got to throw it to the who the play is designed to go to. There's typically one route.
Yeah.
For a while, it was the slant to Diggs. That was really their only play out of RPO. And Joe Brady came in at midseason and changed it up a little bit. And they had a little wrinkle to that play. Mm-hmm. And maybe now you add a flat route with Dawson Knox. But because that play is so quick and you're reading the linebacker, because if he's coming up, then you're pulling and throwing. If he drops back into coverage, you're handing the ball off. To add a second layer, to add a second element in the pass game, and that's really difficult because, again, in the RPO, the run pass option, your offensive linemen are blocking like it's a run, meaning they're getting upfield.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that you've got that, 4 or 5 yard buffer that if your offensive lineman's 4 or 5 yards down the field, they're going to call too many men down the field. So that's what makes that play difficult, but it also is probably the one play that is about as undefensible of a play that the Bills with Josh Allen have in their repertoire. And it becomes more difficult to defend when you have a player like James Cook who is effective. Because you have to, James Cook's the one guy on this roster that can break a run for 80, 90 yards. Mm-hmm. And that's definitely in the back of minds of defenders and defensive coordinators when they're playing the Bills and trying to defend RPO.
Yeah. It's interesting, too, how much of Allen's athleticism is really necessary to make their offense tick. Because we've seen how important. In what ways has his ability to run made this whole thing go? His rushing, just as a play they could have, right? To call at any moment where he's averaging 6 yards a carry minimum. The scrambles he has when a play isn't there. Receivers aren't open down the field. And, he just takes off for 15 yards. Just like that. Easy. Even plays he doesn't take off and run. How many times has he saved linemen from getting roasted by fans, or I'm sure coaches would do it anyway, but fans especially because, Allen got you out of the sack. There is, in the 13-second game, before the game becomes what it became, They have a 4th and 4 on that drive. Maybe there's like 3 minutes left, going off the top of my head, like 3 or 4 minutes left. And Allen has got a 4th and 4. And on this play, you know, kind of season on the line. Like, you don't know that you're going to get the ball back from Kansas City after that with the ability to score. They might just run the clock out. And it's 4th and 4. And as cleanly as you've ever seen off the snap, Melvin Ingram toasts Spencer Brown. Goes right around him. Within a second, Ingram is into the backfield. Allen, by the way, had stepped up in the pocket. Like, he was about to kind of step up, and that's where Ingram went. And Allen juke moved in the pocket around Ingram, pump faked another guy, and ran for the first down. Sure, that's him rushing. That is him making your line look better than it is. Because, no, I guess I remembered it, but no one remembers that for Spencer Brown. Their season almost ended because of Spencer Brown. As a rookie, and, you know, unpolished rookie too, because remember his profile, like 7-on-7, mm-hmm. you know, in college. But Spencer Brown got beat cleanly, and no one remembers it because Josh Allen made up for it. And how many times has he done that? How many times has he eliminated a sack because he's the hardest man to bring down? He's always had that awareness. You know, he does not take sacks. He always feels pressure. So that element of it is, how much has their red zone offense been benefited by his ability to run?
A lot.
I mean, for 5 years, has anything about their red zone offense worked since he's been their quarterback, other than him running? What's their second best play in the red zone for the last 5 years?
Getting the ball to Dawson Knox.
Okay, that might be right. Is that, like, prolific, though?
No.
Like, it's fine. He had a season where he had, like, 9 touchdowns. But is it prolific? Like, Allen running is their red zone offense. Allen running makes up for their offensive line. Allen running is their 4th down go-to play. Like, it's just so much. It's so much of their offense. And that's what makes them great. His ability to throw on the run also, by the way, scrambling out of the pocket. Like, I don't know if Allen, as much as Allen's mobility is respected, if it's even respected enough. Because it is just, it affects every part of their offense. Every single part of their offense. And that's why, like, I'm very much in the camp of just ride it while you have it. Because someday, hopefully he'll be an elite pocket passer still by then, and he'll be able to still win games. But someday he's not going to be able to do all that.
Isn't that part of the reason why it's frustrating that it feels like they're going through a transition in this current window?
A little bit. I don't know if you can avoid it, though.
Yeah, they might not be able to avoid it. I guess that to me is just, that's what I sit here and say, like, man, it sucks that they just don't have elite weapons
yep.
this year, because it feels like you're not going to
sure.
get, you just have this window,
you know? That is, for the weapons part of it, that's why they should have been drafting receivers for the last 3 years.
Yes.
That's why they shouldn't have waited until this season to draft Keon Coleman. 2 years ago, they should have already been, and you want to say forcing a pick, drafting for need? Yes. Because, okay, congratulations, you took best player available. Look where you're at. You don't know what you are with Allen throwing the football. And you should have never allowed yourself to get to that point. But hey, they're here now. They're here now, and now you've got to hope that a rookie is ready to show up right away, rather than having that information already. Having the information of you had traded up for Jordan Addison or Zay Flowers last year and you knew how good they were. Or you had drafted Christian Watson a couple of years ago instead of Kyrie Elam. He was the next receiver off the board. It would have been a little bit of a reach, but whatever. You would have known what you have.
Yeah.
And they didn't. They decided to fill other needs and continue to do other things. And now here we're at where, like, a lot of the, you know, how open is their window? How much of a transition year are they in? It's mostly just receiver. They're really not that different in many other areas. Like, offensive line, they're fine. I've talked about their defense, that I feel pretty comfortable about their defense almost on every level. Just edge position is the only thing you're looking for still. Tight end, of course, they're fine. Like, it's just receiver. That's it. But they're in a transition year at that position, and that's a huge position to be in a transition year at. 803-0550 is the phone number. Did you see you ever watch Untold on Netflix? Like the sports documentaries that they did?
Yeah.
There was a Manti Te'o one.
Yep, I do remember that one. Yep.
So they just announced that their next three that they're going to do this fall. Three new sports stories that they're going to go into and do documentaries on. Netflix's Untold. Did you see this?
Is it the dude from Washington?
Okay, no. What dude from Washington?
I meant not Washington, Michigan.
Yeah, that's one of them.
The coach?
That's one of them. One of them is Connor Stallions. Connor Stallions will have his side.
Thank God. I was really trying to hear that side. Yeah.
So there's a Connor Stallions documentary coming out. There's a Hope Solo against U.S. Soccer. There was a scandal there. And then the other one, they are doing a documentary on the murder of Steve McNair. That's going to be a heavy one.
That's actually an interesting one.
I'm sure, and I don't know anything about that story other than he died tragically in 2009. So we'll see on that front, but those are the three that are coming out. You're not into the Connor Stallions one?
No, I don't really care about him.
Why not? He's a huge Michigan fan. He's not going to say anything disparaging about Michigan.
Is he not? I mean, they fired him.
I think he was in the crowd, though, wearing Michigan gear at the national championship, wasn't he? Or maybe at the semifinal?
Yeah.
He was at one of those games. They found him in the crowd wearing Michigan gear.
Of course they did.
I don't care about that.
No, I don't care about that at all.
I'm going to come in guns blazing the next day, ready to take away banners. 803-0550 is the phone number. Paul in Buffalo wants to get in. What's up, Paul?
Where do you guys rank Dalton Kincaid in all NFL offensive weapons, you know, taking out quarterbacks, so tight ends, receivers, and running backs? Is he a? You know me. I'm not a huge NFL guy. Just
you're saying for the whole league.
Is he a top 40 offensive weapon? Is he a top 50? Is he better? I don't even know.
Thanks. This is a good question. I mean, no. Right. Let me ask it this way: for this offense right now. It's a fantasy league. You know, there's no human emotions involved, whatever. How many tight ends would you rather have on this offense for Josh Allen right now today? You'd rather have Travis Kelce. I mean, for just this year, talent level.
Travis Kelce,
Mark Andrews.
Yeah.
Sam LaPorta. We don't need to devolve into that one. George Kittle. No? Take him over George Kittle?
I don't think I would right now, no.
You wouldn't take him over George Kittle.
I would take George Kittle. I would take him over George Kittle.
I don't think I would. Would you take him over... Is there another tight end worth this? Would you take him over
Hockenson? Yeah, I would take him over Hockenson.
Kyle Pitts.
Yes, only because I don't know who Kyle Pitts is in the NFL.
Trey McBride.
Yeah.
And then, okay, so like a couple tight ends. Not many. And then how many receivers? How many receivers would you rather have in this offense right now? I'd rather have two Dolphins receivers.
Uh-huh.
I'd rather have two Bengals receivers.
Uh-huh.
I'd rather have two Eagles receivers.
Mm-hmm. I'd rather have two Texans receivers.
Two Texans receivers.
Tank Dell and
Nico Collins. I thought that's where we were going to go with that. I'd rather have Devontae Adams. I'd rather have
CeeDee Lamb. I'd rather have Michael Pittman Jr.
Sure. Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yeah.
Even as a rookie? Yeah. Malik Nabers?
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's say...
We already said the Eagles. DJ Moore? I'd take DJ Moore.
I would take DJ Moore.
I don't think... Yeah, he might be top 40. I might say I'd take like four or five tight ends and maybe 30 receivers.
So I'd say he's top 40. But he's on the edge.
He actually, I think, kind of nailed with the question, Paul. Yeah. Is he top 40? I think he might be right around there.
I think he might be too.
Chris Olave? Who do more for this offense right now, Chris Olave or Dalton Kincaid?
Probably Chris Olave.
Part of that, too, for me, I'm almost always going to want to pick the receiver because then I get to go back to 11 personnel.
Yeah.
I have no problem with Dawson Knox being their starting tight end. He's not amazing. He's not one of the best in the league. He's fine. He's a guy. He can block. He can catch. He is a good red zone target when you need him. He's just a fine tight end. I don't feel the need to be better than that at tight end. It's cool when you are better, but if you can give me the stud receiver and I go back to a team with three stud receivers and a fine tight end, I'm perfectly okay with that. 803-0550 is the phone number. Paul, thanks for the call. Jody Biasi, Nate Geary. Sal's going to come up at 8. First snap draft. Who's going to be on the field for the Bills, their first snap of the season? Training camp starts tomorrow. Jody Biasi, Nate Geary, this is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I expect Kincaid to be probably in the top 8 to 10 tight ends, and the ceiling is even higher. Why can't he be Sam Laporta, right? Why can't he go to that level? I wouldn't say he's ready to be Kelce yet, but I think the way that the Bills are constructing this team, he's going to be one of the primary two or three weapons, and why not? If he continues to ascend the way he did towards the end of last season, why can't he be one of the best top five tight ends in the league and really be one of Josh Allen's top options?
Andy Young, I'm with Sal yesterday on Dalton Kincaid. Good morning, Jody Biasi, Nate Geary. Who did you say was earlier off air was going to win the MVP over Aaron Judge?
My man Bobby Witt Jr., Kansas City Royals.
Is that actually going to happen, or are you just saying that because you're a Royals
third,
fan?
He's right now third in AL voting, or third in AL odds at plus 1,000. Aaron Judge right now is minus 430. So it's definitely, there is a gap. There is a gap there. But right now, post All-Star break, it's been four games. Bobby Witt Jr. is 12 for 15, like seven runs, 12 RBIs, five stolen bases. Right now, he's just this season. I mean, he's having a season for the Royals right now. He's batting like 330, 340. Yeah. Actually, somebody sent me the side by side on Twitter. It's going to be close. Like, it's going to come down to it. He is, let's see, where does batting average? 341. Mm-hmm. He's got 18 home runs, 69 RBI. So the home run numbers aren't as high, but he gets RBIs. But he also has 22 stolen bases, second on the team.
The Royals good?
The Royals are good again.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's rare.
Yeah, they're in...
The last time they were good, they won.
I think they're in second place in the AL Central and in the second wild card spot right now.
Okay. All right,
56 wins. So they're like 11 games over 500 and they've won four straight after that.
I think I'm going to end up being at a Pirates game at some point this summer.
As you should.
And I think I want to try to line it up where Paul Skeens is going to be pitching, but I don't know how easy that will be. Maybe it will be. Maybe just find the schedule, pitching rotation, and see if there's a date that can make it work. So our friends at Bet Online, who love to put out different sorts of odds, today, got the email, they've got odds on every team's record after five games. Would you take 3-2 for the Bills after five games? That is what they have as the favorite. Plus 175 for the Bills to have three wins after five games.
I think I would.
You would take 3-2?
I think so.
That would be against, remember, home Arizona, at Miami, home Jacksonville, at Baltimore, at Houston. You'd take three? Three, what does three mean? You're beating the Cardinals. Likely. You're beating the Cardinals.
Yep.
You're beating the Jags.
I think you're beating the Dolphins.
And you're okay losing to both Baltimore and Houston on the road?
I mean,
not to say you're okay with
right,
it, but
no, I think I could live with that. I mean, those are two difficult road games in a row. So let's say they start 3-0 and then go 3-2. I mean, that's not an ideal start.
No.
But you've got then the Jets and Titans. I think you should probably win both of those games.
I think you should definitely win the Titans game, and I think you should probably win the Jets game. I ranted about Aaron Rodgers earlier. The Jets, it's just going to be dependent on how good the quarterback play is. But that game is at New York on October 14th. So, if the Jets are good, and I mean great.
Great.
And I am betting against that. I think they'll be a good team, but I am not predicting that they are going to be, this Super Bowl favorite. Rodgers is back to MVP form, whatever. But if they are, look at that stretch in the middle there. At Baltimore, at Houston, at Jets in a row. That is going to be the three-week...
It's the meat of their season.
It's going to be the three-week stretch where we all decide for ourselves what they are. Is that fair? When we're right now, do you know what they are? Do I know what they are? None of us know what they are. This is what makes this season so interesting. I don't think any of us truly have a good idea of what are the Bills this year. Are they a team that's going to compete for the playoffs? Are they a team that might miss? Are they a team that's going to win the division again? Are they right back on the same par with the Chiefs? What are they? And the first 3 weeks of the season, we're not going to know, right? The Cardinals are fine. They could lose that game. The Cardinals are live a little bit to me. But that's not some juggernaut that you know who you are. That's not a measuring stick game, if you will.
Right.
The Dolphins, they're a good team, but the Bills own the Dolphins no matter what. So, litmus test, I don't know. They always beat the Dolphins. Jaguars, eh. At Ravens, at Houston, at Jets. That's where we're going to determine what the Bills are. If they lose all those games or lose two of those three games, then it could feel like, all right, modest expectations, but not panic mode was fair. This team is good, but there are teams better than them in the conference. That's how it will feel if they lose two of those three. If they win two of the three or even win all of them, I mean, it's going to feel like sky's the limit again. It's going to something's going well, by the way, if that happens.
Yes, that's right.
If they win two of those three games, or even all three, Keon Coleman is rookie of the year, right? Or Kincaid's the best tight end in football, or their defense is number one in the league. Something is going really well if they do those three. And I'll also tell you what else will come of that. Look early in the year. So five games into the year, are they going to be 3-2? Are they going to be 4-1? I don't think I would say yes to would I take 3-2. I think 4-1 makes more sense as something that I would sign on the dotted line for. If they have, let's expand it out. So let's make it six games through the Jet game. If they are 4-2 or even 5-1 through those six games, Allen is the MVP favorite, and he's the MVP favorite by a mile. Because not only would you have beaten good teams along the way, you would have beaten them all at night.
Yeah.
Right.
In primetime, yeah.
The Dolphin game is at night. The Jaguar game is at night. The Ravens game is at night. The Jets game is at night. You will have gone to that sort of record. Like, the whole, it's going to be one way or the other. You think there's talk about the Bills right now and, you know, oh, is their window closed? Or, you know, what are they? Like, on ESPN or Fox Sports, whatever, like these debate shows talking about the Bills. The teams that get talked about the most, this is just kind of how it works, are the teams everyone's watching. And the teams everyone's watching are the teams that are on at night. The teams that are in the standalone windows. And the Bills have four of those games in their first six. So all of those shows, they're gonna be talking about the Bills one way or another. If they have a great record, it's going to be the Bills are back. And everyone's going to be picking them to be right there with the Chiefs maybe at the end of the year again. And if the Bills are 3-3 through those six games, it's going to be hot takes. It's going to be hot take central, right? Windows closed.
Yep.
Should they fire McDermott? It's going to be a lot of noise about the Bills one way or another. And a lot of it is because they play great teams early and they're all at night. The Texans game, weirdly, is the one that didn't end up being at night, though. Even though that's the one game you would think with the revenge factor. But you're saying yes, 3-2.
I think so.
Your odds to be 3-2 after five games, plus 175 at BetOnline. Their second best odds are actually to have two wins.
Hmm. To be 2-3, I couldn't get down for that. That would be really tough.
2-3 is plus 210. 4-1 is plus 350. And then 1-4, plus 450. I mean, I don't even know what we're doing if they get to 1-4.
Yeah,
after five games.
There's going to be some tough conversations.
803-0550 is the phone number. Sal's coming up at 8 o'clock. Aaron Schatz at 9. Jody Biasi, Nate Geary. Training camp starts tomorrow. This is WGR. Sal Capaccio is coming up next. First snap draft. Me, Nate, and Sal are going to draft the Bills' skill position guys. Who's going to be on the field week one? Most players on the field week one wins. Sound good?
That works for me.
I think like five players each. There's enough guys to pick that many. Gabe Davis was on the field his first snap as a rookie, and I remember he had the first catch as a fourth-round rookie. He was like, oh, no, Diggs was playing in his first game, and he didn't get the first catch. It was Davis. Happy birthday to Woody Harrelson. It's the first movie that comes to mind. For Woody Harrelson.
Kingpin? But the first thing that comes to mind is True Detective for me.
Well, actually, I think it's Kingpin because I think you mentioned it.
Well, technically. But you said movie.
Oh, first movie,
thing,
right.
The first
right.
thing that okay, came to mind yes. was True Thank Detective. You. But I was yes. like, okay, movie, Kingpin.
Okay. He was so good in True Detective.
Oh, I mean, it's season one is the...
Season one of True Detective is
greatest
so...
short series ever made. I try to make it quarterly...
Greatest short series ever made.
Yes. I don't think... The only thing close to it is Chernobyl.
Is it a short... Chernobyl is very good. Is it a short series?
Yeah. It's only episodes six away. Episodes, I think.
Is that what I need? I need
six hour-long episodes-ish.
Does the fact that it went into different seasons, though, mean it's no longer a short series? Or because it's different cast? Then it can still qualify?
Yeah, I don't know. Did you watch the last season of True Detective, the new one? The Alaska one?
I watched two episodes on my flight back from Dublin, and then I never picked it back up when I got home. It was
okay.
It was fine. It seemed like, Jeremy said this, it was like X-Files.
Yeah.
Kind of. But I never got back to it.
It was X-Files-y, but it turned out to not be that X-Files-y towards the end.
The first movie that'll be mentioned for Woody Harrelson is Obituary. It'll be... Tropic Thunder.
No, I don't think so.
He was good in Tropic Thunder.
I think it'll probably be Kingpin.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, that's a hugely successful, super funny movie. Star power. Bill Murray.
What else is he in here? No Country for Old Men.
I've never seen the movie. I know that's a great movie.
It's a great movie.
I haven't seen it. But I wouldn't think of him as the main character, and it's the...
Natural Born Killers. No. That's before me. White Men Can't Jump.
Okay, maybe that would be the one. That would probably be the one.
That might be it.
Yeah, that might be it.
And, of course, the classic film, Zombieland. He's so good in Zombieland, too. Woody Harrelson. All right, time out here. When we come back, Sal Capaccio joins the show. Who's going to be on the field for the Bills, their first snap of the season? We'll find out when we come back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.